What is that?
The guy who uploaded this video said it was from a tape he found in the Black Hills woods. I think that might be my sister.
You really think your sister could still be out there after all these years?
If there's any chance that I could find out what happened to her, I need to try.
Legend said there's been a curse on these woods.
Do you believe in the stories about the Blair Witch?
Oh my god.
This looks familiar.
We've been walking in a circle.
Fucking Blair Witch, the sequel to the 1999 phenomenon that was known as the Blair Witch. Was it the Blair Witch Project or whatever the hell it was called? I'm just going to be blunt with y'all. I think that 1999 movie, The Blair Witch, I think it's one of the worst movies ever made. I think it's an insult to fucking filmmakers, to be honest. A bunch of white people walking around in the woods for no god-awful awful reason. And they come across some sticks and rocks piled together. Rocks that a fucking squirrel could put together. And they start freaking out until the one dude kicks the map into the river and they just get lost and wander around the woods until they all die. Yeah. It's easily, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, it's always getting that question, well, what's your favorite movie? You know, no one ever asks you, what's the worst movie you ever seen? I think without a shadow of a doubt, it's Blair Witch. I would watch anything over the Blair Witch Project any day of the week. Now we got this movie. We had another one back in 2000, the Blair Witch Book of Secrets, Book of Shadows, whatever the hell it was called. But now we fast forward to 2016, which, why the fuck they revealed this at Comic-Con blows my goddamn mind, but whatever. We got a sequel to it, and basically to sum this movie up, it's basically this time you got two black kids and two white kids roaming around the woods, walking around. Here, let me describe this to our blind audiences that possibly want to go with their loved one or whatever to go see this movie, and they want to get a description of what it's like. Here, let me show you. Here, blind man, listen to this. I know we have blind people out there. Two black people, two white people, two white locals get to the woods. They're walking. Nighttime happens. They go to sleep. Walking. They get lost. Walking. And they find the house. Walking, they die. And people are leaving the theater pissed off now. Yep, that... There you go, people. That's the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. It's the same fucking movie as the first one. Okay? It is the same fucking movie. Now, I already knew that going into this film. I said, clearly, it's going to be the same shit. It's going to be the same damn thing. I already know this going into it. You can just predict these things that's going to happen. You've seen as many movies as I have. You're just automatically going to know this. So I knew for a fact it was going to be the same fucking movie. The only difference is it's going to put it in 2016 time. And you're going to update it with a little bit more technology. And yet they do that. And I knew that was going to happen. I just knew it. You can smell shit from a mile away. I don't give a damn how many times you spray an air freshener around it. You can just sniff it out. And basically, this movie, I got Adam Wingard directing it, and I hear critics giving him praise right now. This fucking thing is fresh on Rotten Tomatoes right now. This shit better drop. All I know, Adam Wingard, director of The Guest, which was a great movie in 2014. He also did Your Next, and he also worked on a couple of segments on VHS. Ugh, this guy sucks. Oh, no. Oh, hell no. Oh, man. No. He's doing supposedly he's supposed to be doing the American version of I Saw the Devil. And I'll tell you this right now. Hell no. Okay. They ain't doing no. Okay. You want to talk about my worst movie of all time? My favorite movie? I Saw the Devil is my favorite movie of all time. And, oh, God.
After VHS and this, look, I love The Guest. The Guest was really good. The rest of his shit sucks ass through a straw. But you got James Allen McCune in here, who plays James, and he was the younger brother of the sister in the first film. And sum this up, he basically sees a YouTube video. That's right, people. He sees a YouTube video. Why he's looking this up, I have no idea. He sees a YouTube video of someone in those woods, in that house. And it's a very clear shot, too. He's talking to his friend, Lisa Arlington, played by Kelly Hernandez in here, because she's doing a documentary for school. And they've been friends for a while, you know, not as long as, you know, because Ashley and Peter, played by Brandon Scott and Corbin Reed in here, because they've been friends since they were children. She's kind of a newer friend, but she's known them long enough. And I love that he freeze frames it on this shot of supposedly his sister. He thinks it's his sister. This shit blows my mind right here. Freeze frames it on his sister and says, supposedly his sister, and says, this just got uploaded. This could be her. I'm looking at this photo of this girl on this YouTube page, and I said, that looks like his friend Lisa. And sure enough, you're going to laugh at this, people. An hour later into the film, it was his friend Lisa. It's like the Blair Witch house lured him into this area or whatever by showing him this video. And it showed him the future of you know, you're all going to die because this is your friend Lisa on screen. So you mean to tell me, first of all, I'm already pissed off right now because I'm just like, you got to be shitting me. First of all, look, I know if you lost a loved one in the woods, it's been gone. He says 15 years. I don't blame you. All more power to you. The first time I hear about it, I'd probably go right into the woods looking for my sister as well, too. Love my sister to death, and I would go looking for her. But 15 years later, hell no. I don't give a fuck no more at this point. 15 years later, I don't need closure. Closure's been done. 15 years later, she don't show up or anything like that. And number two, how the hell she would survive in the woods without finding a civilization or something like that, not getting contact with you? That just tells me she's dead. She's fucking dead, okay? Number three, 15 years later, you think your sister is still the same age in this video? Are you fucking kidding me? That blew my fucking mind right there. And then four, you're looking at a clear shot photo on YouTube, freeze frame, pause, of a girl screaming in a mirror that looks completely like your friend standing next to you. And you just threw that off to the fucking wolves. Fuck this movie, man. Oh, my God. This setup was just stupid as fuck. And I for the little bit of credit I'm going to give it, at least this one has somewhat of a premise as far as looking for someone. But I got to say, it's a pretty completely fucking flatline stupid ass read. Had it just been like a hair wig or something, I don't know, just anything. But the fact that they show you a clear shot that it's just not his sister, and he just says, what if that's her or whatever? And he's just looking at it, he's just going like, okay, they fucking with me now, right? They're literally fucking with me right now. So these idiots go to the woods. Well, first of all, they go to the dude that uploaded the video. They get in his house, and it makes no fucking sense. He's got Confederate flags up and stuff like that. You know, the black people, they looking worried. And it's just like, yeah, you should look worried. But he never makes any intentions on hating black people or anything like that. So it's like, what was the point of putting these Confederate flags in this fucking area if you wasn't going to have that? They say, hey, we'll show you where it is, but we need to come with you. We want to come. So they fucking, I don't even know why they say, oh, we need to go talk about it. You don't really have much of a choice. I mean, shit, this dude is saying, hey, only reason I'm going to show you this is if I can come with you. Oh, might as well just fucking come back along then. Come on. And these two are played Lane and Talia, Valerie Curry and Wes Robinson. I feel like I've seen him somewhere before, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't give a fuck, to be honest. They go in the woods, and, you know, the black dude, he's kind of being a dick, to be honest. First of all, your name is Peter and you're black. That already bums me out. But the second thing is, he's laughing his ass off every time this dude, Lane, tells him stories about, like, you know, missing people in here and stuff like that, and how they say, oh, most people that come in these woods, they don't come back alive and shit like that. And this dude's laughing his ass off, and I'm like, dude, didn't you say you tagged along because your best friend's sister is out here? Do you find it funny that his sister is one of those missing people or whatever? Like, what the hell are you laughing at? Or, like, I get it. It's like, oh, all this supernatural mystery shit. You're like, yeah, you'd laugh at it. But do you really want to laugh at the motherfucker with the Confederate flag in his house that's actually leading you into something or whatever that you have no idea where you're going? No, I don't think so. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Please, just shut up. Anyway, they get in the woods. They go to sleep. They hear loud noises at night. They go looking. Whatever. They come back. They take a nap. They take a nap. They wake up and they see the Blair Witch sticks or whatever and shit hanging over their tents. Only to find out later that Lane made those sticks and hung them over there. And this is the part of the movie now, people, where it was like the first movie for me, where the guy, they say, hey, where's the map at? And he says, I kick it in the river. This was that part for me. They ask this dude, what the hell is your problem? Why would you make these sticks and things like this, whatever? And he just looks at him and just says, because strange things happens in these woods. And I need you guys to see it, or whatever. And it's just like, okay, I'm completely fucking checked out of this movie. That word. So you're going to build some stick figures around. Okay, all right, you know what? You don't give a fuck, movie. I don't give a fuck. Let's just all not give a fuck together then, right? Like, that's basically what it is. Hey, I'm hypothetically. Hey, Cody, why would you build these sticks around my tent and stuff like that? Oh, strange shit happens around these woods, P1. Fuck you. Seriously? Okay, alright. That's your okay, alright, whatever. So they kick him out of the grave. They say, get out of here. Just go. Just get out of here. Yeah, we don't need you, whatever. Yeah, okay, that's cool. And I love it, too, because he says, guys, I don't have a GPS, and I don't kind of know where I'm at right now. And they say, I thought you said you've been in these woods. He was like, well, not really. It's like, well, then how the fuck did you find the tape then? Which, by the way, to James, it's fucking YouTube. Anyone could have edited a fucking fake video together where you wouldn't even know if that shit was real or not, but, oh, I gotta go looking for it. Even though they've done so many manhunts and searches around these woods and haven't found anything, you just think you could be that. He's like that guy fighting superheroes where it's a group of them, and then it's that one, shut the fuck up, phone. It's that one last guy left after Batman didn't beat the shit out of everybody else. That one guy says, oh shit, I can apparently beat his ass now. And he gets his ass kicked the worst. It's just like that. This is what James thinks. He's like, oh, I'm the one guy that can make a difference. I can find it. Oh, shut the fuck up, please. So, next you know, they start wandering around the woods. I forgot to mention Corbin Reed, Ashley character. She gets her, for some odd ass reason, they decide to take their shoes and socks off when they're crossing the river. That scene went on way too long, by the way. And I'm just sitting there going like, why would you take your shoes off when you're crossing the river? You got big ass boots on. Just walk through it. She scrapes her foot on, I guess, a glass or a rock. And I guess she gets like an eel stuck up in that motherfucker or whatever. And it starts crawling up her leg and shit. You see it in the trailer of her pulling it out of her pretty much towards her calf area where she gets a cut mark or whatever. She pulls the whole thing out and stuff like that. I mean, whatever. And they try to make it seem like, oh, something supernatural is going on. No, it's not. She's got real sick, obviously, because she's got a fucking bug living up in there, basically. So they start walking around, only to realize they made it back to the camp. They got lost. And they talking about, oh, the GPS may not work. Fuck it. Let's just build a tent, stay the night here. They spend the night there, and then next you know, that's when shit, the ghost says, well, you know what, I'm tired of fucking with you, time for you all to die now. Or the Blair, whatever the fuck it is, and stuff like that. The black dude, he says, I love in these movies too, how nighttime just comes so quickly. But then again, they try to say that this movie, oh, these woods, like, the magical powers of them, they leave at nighttime, and they fuck with your mind, and it's just repetitive all over and over again. So it's like, whatever, okay, I'll go with that. Black guy, he goes out looking for firewood in the middle of the night. Why, I have no idea. He goes out in the middle of nowhere. He gets, a tree falls on him after hearing some loud-ass noises. He runs like a bitch. What's her name? They kill his little girlfriend, Ashley, because she gets lost and she's looking for a drone. Well, before that, Talia dies by just taking one of the sticks and breaking it. That's what Ashley does. And they just bend her ass in half and shit like that. And just like, if you don't believe no supernatural shit's going on right now, that folded up bitch right there on the ground, that's one way of saying it. She dies, and then Ashley, she gets lost from the group, and she sees the drone that she's trying to control. Because, yes, they bring a drone with them to just float up and look over the fucking landscape of the skies and shit. I was like, how the fuck is this drone going to find the house? This house is tiny. It'll make no... Okay, whatever, people. I don't give a fuck. And then... she dies because the witch decides to play patty cake with this bitch in the tree. Because she decides, even with her fucked up foot and the leg that's all scarred up and everything, she decides, I'm going to climb the tree. That's a smart idea. Yeah, I'm gonna climb the tree. This weak-ass tree that she climbs, and as soon as she gets to the top and she's reaching for this plane, the goat, the witch says, "Hey, patty cake, bitch," and just slaps her hand, and that bitch falls off, and she dies, and then the body gets dragged off. They end up, it starts raining and storming. James and Lisa, they find the house. Lisa's like, "Hey, look, your sister ain't in there," and then they see a light in there. They were screaming for Ashley. "Ashley, where you at?" But then they see this light, and he's like, "Heather? Heather!" He just loses his fucking mind for some odd reason, and he runs into the house. She's like, "Don't go in that house. It's not your sister." She stays outside only to see some fucking, some Men in Black worm guy looking motherfucker hanging out. He's hiding behind. She's like, "Hey, you got any coffee? What you doing out here with it?" I'm just like, word? Okay. You know, the first movie didn't show us anything. This one's trying to show us a little bit of something. And I'm just like looking at it. I'm like, you know, this is one of those movies where they don't show you shit the first time. And then when they do show you something, it's just like, that's what the... To quote Regina Hall in Scary Movie 2, "Cindy, that's a bag of bones. Why the hell are you afraid of this little ass thing? Shit. I am not kidding you, people. It is literally the size of the worm guys in Men in Black. It's the same color. It's the same height. And it's literally the same weight. 70 pounds. This is like, what in the hell are you scared of that little thing for? I get it. You're probably scared just because, you know, it's some creature you've never seen before. But you pick up a big-ass stick and you throw it at his ass, whatever, and shit, and say, you bring your little melican motherfucking ass out right now, whatever, if I beat your ass. You put some fear into that thing or whatever. They go into the house, and it's like some Scooby-Doo shit. You got a bunch of doors, and you just going through one, and the other comes out that motherfucker. Only for them to die. Okay, let me talk about this movie now. Plot synopsis is done, whatever. That's pretty much the plot. There is no plot. I can't stand this movie. Matter of fact, fuck that. I can't stand this series. And it just evaluates my hatred for horror films. And, you know, I heard the thing, too, of people saying, if you're a hardcore horror film, you'll love this. And I'm like, you know, well, if you're a hardcore horror fan, then you're a fucking moron. I'm sorry. This movie is just bullshit. I'm talking about the complete, utter essence of bullshit. I mean, there's just no layers around it. And, you know, just watching it, he's just like, nothing interesting happened. There's no character development. The only thing you got to latch to is he's looking for his sister. But the setup for that is so fucking retarded that you're just like, I could give a fuck less if he finds his sister or not, to be honest. Because you don't care for it. You don't like any of these people. Once again, it's just like the first one. And they do the same goddamn routines that the first movie does. It was just fucking I was just sitting there going like, the only thing difference here is we got a drone to float up into the sky and look around the surroundings twice in the movie. And we got a bunch of handheld cameras. And we got, Bluetooth cameras on our ears now and stuff like that. Wow, that really adds so much to the film itself. No, it doesn't at all. It don't add a damn thing. And you know how quickly the first movie ended? The last 10 minutes of, well, I guess the whole house scene and just the scare, how that just ended so quickly. This one drags that shit on to the point where you're just like, we know you're all gonna die. Just hurry up and die, okay? We're sick of going. And then they bring back Lane, who I don't know what his goal was at the end of this movie, to where he knocks out Lisa and throws her in this hole, and you see in the trailer she's crawling through this tunnel, and he jumps, I don't know where the fuck he came from, but he jumps out at her and she ends up cutting his throat or whatever and shit. And the movie has so much of that too. The jump scares in here is just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me at one point, whatever. I mean, like, this probably has to be the worst movie of jump scares I think I've ever fucking seen. Because it's talking about jump scares that shouldn't even be scares, to be honestly. It's not even scary. It's like, literally, when you just call, like, I don't know, they're looking for Peter. They got the flag. Peter! Peter! And then he just comes out of the woods and he screams right in the camera's face or whatever shit. He just like, and he just says, where were you at, Peter? And he just like, what the fuck was he screaming in the camera for? It's doing that allure shit of just like, oh, look what happened. And then, you know, there's multiple times when they, at nighttime when they first hear the noises and they go looking for Lane because he's out taking a piss and they're looking for him. And he comes out of the woods and he just jumps right in front of the camera. Whoa, hey. And he's just like, okay. Can we stop this, Blair Witch? Can we just please stop this? Because, look, we already know this is bullshit. You don't really have nothing going for you. And you know, the thing is, I hear people liking this shit too. And I'm just like, wow, we are just that sufficient to give horror films pass and shit. I know that a lot of people, this blows my damn mind. I know a lot of people love that first Blair Witch film. oh, well, you gotta respect the I don't have to respect shit, okay? I respect these dick and your mom. I don't have to respect a damn thing or whatever, okay? The marketing for that film, I'm gonna just say it like this, it was a product of its time. Motherfuckers didn't have internet. They believed any goddamn witch shit you told them back in the day, okay? Yeah, and you know why they believe this shit, too? It's because it came out in 1999, right before Y2K, and everybody was freaking out about that Y2K shit, whatever, thinking it was going to be the end of the world there, whatever. So this Blair Witch movie, it kind of force-fed off of that shit as well. Well, not this Blair Witch, but that Blair Witch movie. Force-fed off of that shit and people's fears of not being able to look shit up and stuff like that. You know, the... And I hear people all compare it to, like, Jaws and stuff like that. See, Jaws is more realistic. Obviously, big-ass sharks in the goddamn ocean and stuff eating people up. Yeah, that's a real thing. You should be almost terrified of that. You don't know where the hell these sharks come from, but they'll eat your ass up. Look at The Shallows that came out this year. They'll eat your ass up. It ain't a matter of, oh, they're pissed off. No, they're hungry. And they're one of the kings of the sea. And they want some fucking fresh meat, okay? This shit, though, you're playing off as like, oh, and I know there's still some dumbasses out there that believe this shit is real, too. Like, oh, my God, this whole witch. You're a fucking retard if you think that. But whatever, I digress. But the marketing thing on this, like I said, it's just a product of its time. But when you get down to the bare basics of the movie, it's fucking trash. It's a piece of shit. And this movie does the exact same shit. It has that jumping in front of the camera screaming. It has that shaky cam like no other. And I love it too because when noises start to happen and it gets dark, this film does things like such as we're going to static the cameras up and shit like that. Wait a minute. Hold on. You telling me these people got 2016 technology or whatever and shit, cameras, Bluetooth, stuff like that, and it's still doing that stuff. I ain't never seen a camera in today's modern era do some shit like it was doing here. See, that's where some of the flaws come in with this whole found footage bullshit or whatever the hell this is going to be. It's like, stop doing this shit. Found footage is a fucking insult. Let me take that. Found footage of horror films is a fucking insult to filmmaking in general. It's just a fucking insult because it's lazy and it's cheap and it shows you don't really have to be creative. All you gotta do is put a fucking camera in somebody's hand and just go on about your day. Hey, there's about 3 found footage films I really love. Cloverfield. No, I wouldn't say love. I like it. Cloverfield, Chronicle, and fucking my favorite, End of Watch. Now, easily those 3 non-horror films, but they're 3 of the best films. Far as it comes to found footage. The rest of them, kind of shit. Matter of fact, not even kind of. They're just shit, to be honest. And it does these things because they don't have the budget to go around to show you the creatures or anything like that, paranormal activity. They don't have the budget to do any of this. So basically, it's just their way of saying, oh, the camera went dead or the batteries are dying or some shit like that. And you're just like, okay, I get what you're doing here. If you didn't have the money, just don't fucking do it, to be honest. But then again, why not do it? People keep criming to go see these shits. And then when you can just get to the end here, there was just so much shit in this house happening. Personally, I lost interest once he said, oh, why'd you make these stick things or whatever. He just said, I don't know. There's weird shit happened. I checked out at that point of the movie. And that was pretty fucking early in the film. I was already checked out. And then the rest of the shit was just repetitive stuff. But then when you get to the house part, it was just so much shit going on. I just didn't give a fuck. It was throwing everything with the kitchen sink at it, whatever. As far as Lane coming back, throwing her into the tunnel and stuff. She crawling through the tunnel, escaping somehow. And then for some reason, even though she sees a gleam of light and stuff like that, when she escapes the tunnel, she's in the house still somehow. I'm just like, I don't even know where you at in this point now. And this house is so fucking big. And then you got James was in the house still, and he's like, don't look at it. Remember, the legend says if you don't look at it, it can't kill you. But then he uses her sister's voice. James, is that you? And I love it. He turns around and the thing eats his ass up and shit like that. And then I love it because it uses James' voice to catch Lisa because she's walking backwards and stuff like that. Fuck that. This house is rotten, people. I love it because they're getting locked behind doors and shit like that. This house is rotten. How about you just kick the fucking door down? That's what I would have did. Whatever. You know, I'm in a corner looking at the wall and shit like that. I'd be like, huh, it's raining really hard and this house is rotten. Kicking the fucking wall down in. First of all, my black ass wouldn't have been in these woods. But then she hears James' voice repeating because he says, "I'm so sorry," and she says, "James," even though she saw him get clobbered up and shit like that, she's still gonna look, and she gets eaten up. And the movie ends the same way the first one did. Cameron falls flat on the fucking ground, and you just hear noises in the background, and it just looks at a wall as it just the credits roll up, and you just like, and then you see a bunch of people walking out of the theater going pissed off, saying, "Wow, what the fuck was that?" And at least that's what I heard. Three guys that walked right out when they said, "What the fuck was that shit?" And I look like, yeah. I'm saying the same damn thing. And I sat there looking through the credits. I just, my arms started looking mad, just like, I need something to happen through these credits, and the director needs to come out and say, this whole franchise is the joke or something like that, and this is the only reason. And no, that didn't happen, and I kind of was just pissed the fuck off, to be honest. And as I sat there, when they passed me that card, and I just wrote completely, you know, what'd you think of the movie? I wrote completely, fuck you. Signed my name on it, put my website on there, put my email address. Signed a fuck you. I put it in a big ass. I just crossed right over the questions and everything. Just fuck you. Passed that right back to the person. And I said, here you go. I hope that they opened it. I hope they read it. And I hope that they go to this site and listen to it. Because this review. Because, yeah, I fucking despise this genre. Especially the found footage horror film. I especially despise this franchise. That's the seems to be the plot to where it's gonna go. Hey, 15 years later, somebody found her camera, and they're looking for her missing body now, whatever. So yeah, right? Yeah, no, fuck this movie. This movie's a fucking insult. Actually, this is probably one of the worst sittings I had to sit through for a film. I actually despise this fucking movie, to be honest. This might be the worst horror film released this year, personally. This might be, personally, without a shadow of doubt, one of the worst franchises ever created. It really just pays off to some bullshit. And with that said, man, I gotta give this, let me just think of this real quick. I gotta give this a triple O, fuck it. Fuck this franchise, fuck this movie, fuck these people in it, fuck the director, fuck those woods. Fuck that witch, too, to be honest, where you at it. That witch ain't shit, to be honest. It's a fucking little-ass worm guy. I don't know why you'd be afraid of that in the first fucking place. And just fuck anyone who ever thought that this was good and the concept of it was good. Yeah, fuck it all. Well, hey, I'm going to wrap this up now by saying, hey, if you saw this movie or you're going to go see this movie and you didn't like it as much as I did, or if you did like it, please chime in on the comment section below this review. I can't wait to hear those kind of thoughts, because I know I'm going to get some hate for this. I really don't give a shit. I think this movie is just trash. So if you somewhat like this movie or enjoyed it, then please write in the comment section below. Let me know your thoughts and opinions. Or if you're someone like me who just can't stand this franchise, then write a big old fuck it right in the comment section below. Fuck this movie.